Governor Kim Reynolds signed into law Friday a requirement that Iowa's K-12 schools hold all classes in person by February 15th. Reynolds says it's an important step in the state's recovery from the pandemic.
We now have the benefit of months of evidence that shows schools are the safest place for our kids to be. Transmission among our students is low and spread isn't occurring due to contact in schools.
15 public school districts and a private school are currently offering classes virtually or a hybrid model with students in classrooms every other day.
Iowa was one of the few states that reopened its schools in the fall, and the vast majority of our school districts welcomed their students back for a full-time in-person learning in August. I commend those school districts from their leadership and board members to their teachers and staff for doing what was necessary to bring kids back to the classroom and allow the families that they serve to choose what's best for their children. Unfortunately, that option hasn't been available for every family.
Earlier this month, Reynolds called on legislators to pass a bill requiring full-time in-person instruction in Iowa schools. Republican lawmakers approved the bill on Thursday, and the governor signed it on Friday.
I'm pleased to take another important step forward in our COVID recovery by ensuring that every child and family in Iowa has the opportunity to attend school 100% in person if that's their choice.
Schools may continue to offer online classes to students, but it is not required. Holding classes in person on each school day is now required. Democrats who voted against the bill say that forcing face-to-face instruction for all students will be difficult for large schools without space for social distancing. They also suggested that resumption of full in-person classes should wait until teachers and staff are vaccinated. Reynolds says that the state has face shields, hand sanitizers, and other pandemic essentials on hand, ready to ship to school administrators who ask for those supplies.
National research and outcomes in some of our schools show that keeping our kids out of the classroom has a profoundly negative effect on student achievement, resulting in learning loss in math and reading. And it's impacting students of color and those who attend high poverty schools the most. It's time to put local control into the hands of parents where it belongs, so that they can choose what's best for their children.
Reynolds made brief remarks into the State House Rotunda late Friday morning, then signed the bill into law in front of a small crowd of supporters. State lawmakers were, for the most part, split down party lines with the vote to have schools having 100% in-person classes. State Representative Dr. Tom Jennery of Lamar's offers an explanation of that bill.
What that bill does is it requires schools to offer 100% in-person in-school learning. It also allows them to opt out if they so petition the Department of Education. They can still have a hybrid where they're in school a couple days and then online. They can still be completely online, or they can, parents can continue to have homeschooling. One of the amendments was the school can petition the Department of Education if the food service workers, if they can't find any food service workers, they could petition to go all online.
The state Senate was the first to pass the legislation, and the House followed up on Thursday evening. Jennery says it has now been proven that students that are attending in-person classes are wearing masks and are wearing masks are, for the most part, safe against contracting the COVID-19 virus.
There's a lot of evidence that if you can keep the kids in school, they have, of course, they can still get the COVID, but they have less of a chance because sometimes if it's a hybrid, they'll go to school for a couple of days, and when they're supposed to be online learning, they're at the mall or something, and they can be exposed at a much higher rate. But all in all, we felt it was a good piece of legislation, and no one argued that the best place for the kids is in school for them, for learning for themselves, but also for the teachers, because as we all know, when there's the hybrid model, that the teachers have just way more work to do. And I would just like to say a thank you from the legislature for all the work that the teachers have done above and beyond the call of duty.
State Senator Jeff Taylor of Sioux Center, Republican, serves on the Senate Education Committee and says it was the students who were the big losers by not having in-person classes.
Offer it. And this is really driven by 16 schools in Iowa, 15 public and one private school that have been unwilling to offer in-school learning since COVID became a problem back in March of 2020. So that's a lot of months that have gone by. And those schools have just not been willing to accommodate and bring those children back into the building. And so, at least on the Republican side of the aisle in the legislature, we feel that this is wrong. And one of the most egregious examples of this is the Des Moines Public School System, which is that district, of course, has many, many children in it. And not only aren't they willing to teach them face-to-face in the classroom, but they're actually in violation of state law in the way they've gone about it. And so, flouting that and not being willing to serve their children, but also the parents of the children in the way that they ought to, it really forced the hand of the legislature to do something.